had to take attendance at the beginning of the year, so just want to say who's Mitha Mia Holchin. Eitan is still around. Amitai. Svi. David. Menachem. Mordechai. Yonatan. Gordon. Eli Herman, Svi Herman, Nisanel, Shmuel, Yeshua, Aharon, David, Binyamin, Nisanel, other Nisanel, Shalom, Yitzchak, Daniel, the other Daniel, Ari. Okay, Shalad Rebbe Vrit. Shalad Rebbe Vrit. So, Rekof Nation, I feel, as Rek. Two announcements. I make those in English. One is that today Rabbi Diedenfeld is returning to meet with those who are interested or may be interested in a syllabus in practical rabbinics at 1 o'clock here in the classroom, and he wants to present the syllabus. So anyone who may be interested is invited to come. There's no commitment on your part by coming today. But we'd just like to have a sense as to whether there is an interest this year in such a course, point number one. Point number two, I would like to review with you the halachos of Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Yom Tov Sheni. So if it's okay with you, I spoke to Rabbi Bednarsh, a week from Tuesday, it's the last day of the Zman, I guess, Wednesday's ready Erev Yom Kippur, a week from Tuesday after Mincha, and it'll be before Rabbi Bednarsh's Chabura. Okay, that's on that level. So, okay, bonus came Ashenachnerinu b'Tosfot. The Gabi Hashita shel Rav Elazar, b'miyuchad acharei she yesh takana she mimnei tikun ha'olam she eidem chasumim al haget. She Tosfot hu be'etzem ha maximalist. כן, is the כמו לגבי אדי מסירה, שצריך להיות אדי מסירה, תמיד צריך להיות אדי מסירה. אפילו יש דעה בתוספות שלא רק גט תמיד צריך אדי מסירה, אלא גם שטרי ממון צריכים אדי מסירה. ותוספות לוקח את זה בשני הכיוונים. גם לפי רב אלעזר תמיד צריכים אדי מסירה, וגם לפי רב מאיר תמיד צריכים אדי מסירה. מדובר בגט. לפי רב אלעזר צריכים אדי מסירה, כי זה מה שיוצר את השטר. וכוסף זה עדי מסירה קרתי, הכתיבה בדעת המתחייב, וברגע שהשטר נמסר לפני עדים, זה נהפך להיות שטר. אז אם יש לנו כאן תקנה שעדים חוס ממל הגט מבני תיקון העולם, זה רק ביחד עם עדי מסירה. העדי חסים הלבד הם לא פועלים. צריך שיהיו שם עדי מסירה. איך יודעים שהיו שם עדי מסירה? סוף כל סוף אנחנו סומכים על עדי חסימה, אז זה המסתמה בתוספות. מסתמה בהכשר נעשה. יש כזה, כמו שברך אמר, אומדנה. יש אומדנה, כזה ענן סהדי, שכיוון שהתחיל בהכשר, כיוון שהעדים מעידים שהבעל ביקש מהם לחתום על שטר שהוא כתב לשם האישה, כיוון שרואים שהבעל כאן דואג שהכל יהיה למהדרין, אז בטח גם היו עדי מסירה. ולפי רב חיים, והגישה של רב סולובייצ'יק, שזה חלק מההגדה של השטר. השטר מעיד על עצמו. עדים החסום על השטר, נעשה כמי שנחקרו עדוסם בבזדין, השטר מעיד שהיא קשרה, והשטר הזה רק יהיה קשר אם יש עדי מסירה, ולכן זה חלק מההגדה של השטר. לא צריכים להגיע לזה בתוספות. אפשר ללמוד תוספות כמו שברוך למד. שיש עדים חסימה, ואז יש אומדנה שהיו עדים מסירה, אבל צריכים להניח שהיו שם עדים מסירה לפי רב אלעזר. ולפי רב מאיר, שבעצם העדי חסימה לבד הם יוצרים את השטר, בכל זאת, אומר תוספות, רגיל היה רבנו תם לומר, שגם צריכים עדים מסירה, כי יש דין של אין דבר שבערב פחוס משניים, צריכים עדי קיום. צריכים עדי קיום לקדושין, אם אדם יקדש אישה באי, on a desert island, היא לא מקודשת, אפילו שיש שבע פרוטה ושניהם מודים, אנחנו צריכים עדי קיום. כמו כן, צריכים עדי קיום לגירושין. אם אדם יגרש אישה בינו לבינה, זה לא חל. צריכים עדי קיום. ולכן, גם רב אלעזר צריך עדי קיום, גם רב אלעזר צריך עדי מסירה שליצור את השטר, וגם רב מאיר צריך עדי קיום בגט כדי שיהיה גירושין. אפילו שהשטר נוצר על ידי, ולפי תוספות, אפילו שהשטר נוצר על ידי עדי חסימה, אבל צריכים גם עדי מסירה. אז יוצא שלכולי עלמא, לפי תוספות, בין לרב מאיר, בין לרב אלעזר, צריכים עדי מסירה. אלא מה? עדי חסימה הם אלו שנמצאים לפנינו, ואז אנחנו אומרים שכיוון שהשטר התחיל בעדי חסימה, או שיש אומדנה, או שיש לנו כאן הגדה של העדי חסימה, שהיו שם העדי מסירה. זה שיטת תוספות. ועל זה הריף חולק ב-100%. הריף פשוט הולך בכיוון אחר לגמרי, והריף סובר שאלף, כלומר, כלומר, רק נקרא אולי את הלשון של הריף, רק שורה אחת, בדף ממזיין המדייס, מהשמינן דלו בעינן עדי מסירה, היכה דעיקה עדי חסימה. בום. ברגע שיש עדי חסימה, אנחנו לא צריכים עדי מסירה, וזה לכולי עלמא. לפי רב מאיר, עדי חסימה הם אלו שיוצרים את השטר. לפי רב אלעזר, שנכון ש... בעיקר הדין, רק עדי מסירה הם אלו שיוצרים שטר, אבל מני תיקון עולם, שאולי ימותו העדי מסירה והאישה הזאת תישאר עגונה, אז מועילים לרב אלעזר עדי חסימה, בלי עדי מסירה. אז יוצא שלפי הריף, כלומר, לפי רב אלעזר, יש אפשרות של גט בעדי מסירה, או יש אפשרות של גט רק בעדי חסימה. ולפי רב מאיר, יש דין של גט רק בעדי חסימה. כלומר, ברגע שאנחנו עוברים למסלול של עדי חסימה, אז לפי הריף לא נמצאים שם עדי מסירה. לא בעינן עדי מסירה, היכה דעיקה עדי חסימה. Okay. בואו נתחיל. עכשיו הריף, הוא עושה שני דברים. הוא מקשה, או הוא מביא ראיות, בואו נגיד, לשיטתו, מהסוגיות, וגם מקשה קושיה אחת על הספרה של תוספות, והקושיה הזאת היא קושיה שגם לכאורה אנחנו קצת העלינו, וזהו איך ייתכן תיקון עולם לפי רב אלעזר אם צריכים גם עדי מסירה. איזה מין תיקון עולם זה? כלומר, לפני שהיה תיקון עולם צריכים רק עדי מסירה. התיקון עולם לפי תוספות שצריכים עדי חסימה ועדי מסירה. מה זה תיקון עולם? איזה מין תיקון עולם? שמוסיפים משהו? תיקון עולם צריך להיות שמכירים, לא שמחמירים. לפני התיקון עולם היה דין של עדי מסירה. אחרי התיקון עולם יש דין של עדי חסימה ועדי מסירה. ואם תאמר, אבל אנחנו נניח שהיו שם עדי מסירה, אנחנו הם לא צריכים לבוא לבזדן, על פי מה מניחים את זה? מי אומר שהיו שם עדי מסירה? זה שהייתה מסירה, הגט ביד האישה, אבל מי אומר שהיו שם עדי מסירה? מה פתאום שאנחנו נניח כזה הנחה? כלומר, בדיוק האומדנה שתוספות התבסס עליו, על זה חולק הריף. מי אומר שיש כזה אומדנה? שכל גט נמסר לפני עדי מסירה? כל גט שנחתם בעדי חסימה נמסר לפני עדי מסירה, מה פתאום שיש כזה אומדנה? לא מוצאים כזה אומדנה בכל השס. אז מה פתאום שאנחנו נחדש כזה אומדנה? כלומר, יש כאן מחלוקת מאוד מאוד עקרונית. האם יש כזה אומדנה? אם יש אומדנה, אז לפי תוספות התיקון העולם זה כולה. שיש גט חתום, מניחים שהיו שם עדי מסירה, אז רק צריכים להביא את הגט, לא צריכים להביא עדים. אבל לפי הריף, אין כזה אומדנה. אז מה התיקון העולם? שנביא גם עדי חסימה וגם עדי מסירה, איזה מן תיקון העולם? אז הריף יצא נגד תוספות, כי הוא חלק על האומדנה שלו. זה הצד של להבין את הריף. אבל גם כמובן יש צד שני, וזה מה שמקשה רבנו אפרים. זאת אומרת, לפי הריף, ברגע שיש תיקון עולם של עדי חסימה, אז לא צריכים עדי מסירה. בואו נסתכל בדברי תלמידו רבינו אפרים. בהתחלה רבינו אפרים חולק על הראיות של הריף, ואז הוא חולק על הסברה של הריף. זה בערך 10 שורות בפנים, בדף מ"ו עמוד א', בבעל המאור. ודקאמר מרנזל, זה רבינו אפרים, שהוא כותב על הריף, מדקאמר מרנזל נמי, ובחד המיני הושגי, שאומר שמבני תיקון העולם לא צריכים עדי מסירה, רק עדי חסימה. אם כן, מהי עדי מסירה קרתי דקאמר רב אלעזר? אז בעצם כל הדין של רב אלעזר שונה. אנחנו הנחנו שלפי רב אלעזר, העדי מסירה יוצרים את השטר. They create the star. That's what it means to say עדי מסירה קרתי. לפי מה שנראה בריף, אפשר להסתדר בלעדם. אם אפשר להסתדר בלעדם, אז מה פירוש עדי מסירה קרתי? אף עדי מסירה קרתי מבועלי. כלומר, אם באמת לפי הריף, עדי חסימה טובים. I'm sorry, in my edition it's מ"ו עמוד א'. I don't know where it is in your edition. It's in the middle of the words. There's a paragraph beginning. Kosav b'ksav yodo. Kosav Rabbeinu Ephraim. In the Mo'or HaGadol, in the Baal HaMo'or, I'm just reading the Kashya, okay? Ela vadai, ki heichi de leman do amar, eide chasima karate lo sagia velo, eide mesira, v'ha damar avalazar, eina eidem chosim al haget, amne tikon ha'olam, lav lememra de lo tzarech eide mesira. Ela tzruche matzruch eide mesira, b'chol get sheba olam. Ela miu, heicha de hotzi'a get, v'niskayim b'chol samav, Sava Rav Elazar kevan de meikar atzarech edi mesira, meimar amre de meida yade ha milsa, this is our umdana, ube edi mesira mata liyada, v'lamrina dilma below edi mesira mata liyada. Kamar, i efshar listader lefi Rav Elazar bli edi mesira. That's his shita. The same way according to Rav Meir, you can't be mistader without edi chasima, you can't be mistader according to Rav Elazar without edi mesira. Rav Meir Sover Eide Chasima Karate, that's necessary. You want to add in Eide Mesira, well, add in Eide Mesira. Hu Hadin, Lefi Rav Elazar, Eide Mesira Karate, Ze Nachut. Ratzim Lahosif Gamken Eide Chasima, Nosif Gam Eide Chasima, Vel Yivshar Lestader. Ay Eide Tikun Ha'olam, Umdana. Berega Sheyesh Get, Sheyesh Chayim V'chosamav, Yesh Hanachasha Yusham Eide Mesira, Ken, Komar, as Rabbeinu Ephraim Holech Lishitat HaTosfot, V'ha Rif הולך חולק על תוספות. עכשיו, בואו ננסה להבין את תוספות אנחנו מבינים. עדי מסירה קרתי זה שיטת רב אלעזר. ברגע שיש עדי חסימה, מניחים שיש עדי מסירה, זה אומדנה. פיין. אז תוספות fits in with the אומדנה. הריף חולק על האומדנה. פיין. יונים חולק על האומדנה. אבל איך אפשר להסתדר בלי עדי מסירה? איך אפשר להבין את רב אלעזר? הוא אומר עדי מסירה קרתי, ואנחנו מסתדרים כאן בלי עדי מסירה. זה מה שצריכים להבין בריף, ויש כאן שני כיוונים. יש את הכיוון, chronological order, של הרייבד והרמב"ן, that's one direction, ויש את הכיוון של הר"ן, that's the other direction. גם הרייבד והרמב"ן וגם הר"ן סברו שהם מסבירים את הריף. They're not coming up with their own shita, they want simply to explain what the riff is saying. והרייבד והרמב"ן, יש ביניהם, כמו שאתם ראיתם, הרבה מחלוקות, אבל המחלוקות שלהם זה לגבי איזה ראיות אפשר להביא לריף, איזה ראיות אי אפשר להביא לריף, מה המקור של הדין של הריף, אבל לגבי השיטה של הריף, שניהם מסכימים. מה שאין הר"ן, הוא מעלה את האפשרות שלהם, shoots it down, ואז הוא הולך בכיוון אחר להסביר את הריף. אז בואו נתחיל, ברשותכם, בר"ן. אף על פי שאני יודע שהוא יותר מאוחר, אבל כמו שסולחים על התלמוד בבלי, בגלל שזה יותר מאוחר, כמו הר"ן ראה את הרייבד, הוא ראה את הרמב"ן, והוא ראה את הקושי שבהם, והוא לכן נתן פירוש שהוא ראה קצת מחודש, אבל באמת יפה. It's really משהו, איזה מלאכס מחשבס בתוך הריף. אז אם שוב במהדורה הקלאסית, the classic edition, בדף ממזיין המדבייז, יש שם קטע, והיינו דקטוני, אין העדים חוסם על הגט, שם הוא מביא את הקושיה של רבינו אפרים על הריף, איך אפשר להסתדר בלי עדי מסירה. הוא מביא את הספרה של הריף, שמצד שני, איך אפשר להסתדר רק עם עדי חסימה, מי אומר שיהיו שם, גם איך להסתדר הצד של תוספות, ואז הוא מביא את הראיות של הריף, אבל העיקר של הריף, איפה יש כאן עדי מסירה לפי רב אלעזר, זה בדף ממחת למד א' בשורה השלישית הארוכה. ומייתה, מה שמודה רב אלעזר דגט החסון בעדים קורית, אף על פי שלא נוסן בעדי מסירה, כמו שמוכיח עוד כל אוסן הראיות שכתבתי למעלה, סוף כל סוף, הרן רוצה להסביר את הריף. הריף אומר ברגע שיש עדי חסימה, לא צריכים עדי מסירה, ועל זה יש ראיות. אז מה קרה לעדי מסירה? רב משום דסביר לי דעדי חסימה קרתי. זה הקושה שבנו אפרים. כלומר, אם אתה סומך על עדי חסימה, זה עדי חסימה קרתי, זה לא שיטת רב אלעזר, זה שיטת רב מאיר. אלא המסירה קורטת, מכיוון שיש עדים על עיקר הדובר דהבי לי עדי חסימה כעדי מסירה. The beauty of the Kaf HaDimyon in the Hebrew language. The Kaf HaDimyon can turn black into white. The Kaf HaDimyon can create Yesh Meyayim. Yesh lanu Eidei Chasima ki Eidei Mesira. Shaharei, haget yotzei mitachat yada be'edim halalu. Ubi adua shehabal mesarala. Nimtzulu ki ilu hein atzon me'edim al ha-mesira. What is the Rish saying? What is the Ran saying over here? What is the Ran saying over here? We have, אנחנו רוצים להסביר את הריף. הריף סובר שאנחנו הולכים לפי רב אלעזר. רב אלעזר אומר בגמרא, עדי חסימה, עדי מסירה קרתי. בכל זאת, אם יש לנו גט שיוצא מתחת האישה, ויש על זה עדי חסימה, נתיקון העולם, אנחנו נתיר לאישה הזאת להתחתן. איפה העדי מסירה? מה אומר הר"ן? אנחנו מאמינים לעדי חסימה לא בתור עדי חסימה. עדי חסימה בתור עצמם לא יכולים ליצור שטר. צריכים עדי מסירה ליצור שטר. אנחנו מאמינים לעדי חסימה כעדי מסירה. כאילו העדי חסימה הם מעידים על מסירת הגט. איך ייתכן שיעידו על משהו שלא ראו? אז הר"ן אומר, מאוד פשוט. יש כאן עניין של חשבון, מתמטיקה. אחד ועוד אחד שווה שניים. אחד, העדים האלו מעידים שהבעל כתב את הגט לשם האיש כדי למסור לה. והם חתמו. על זה הם חתמו. הם חתמו במנצי שהבעל כתב את הגט כדי למסור לאישה. עכשיו הגט נמצא בתחת יד האישה בירושלים. איך זה הגיע אליה? כנראה שהבעל נתן לה. זהו, זה המסירה. 1 + 1 = 2. If the Baal wrote the get to give it to his wife, and now it's in the hands of his wife, כנראה the Baal gave it to his wife. That's what we have to know. The Baal's giving it to his wife is that which it creates the get. That creates the shtar is the mesira. Eide mesira karte. Ha'eide chasima kan, heim ha'eide, heim, ha'eide mesira. בקילס יעקב, הסטייפלר, הוא אומר שזה בנוי על ענן צהדי. That we are the Edom. We know the get was written for the woman. It's now in the hands of the woman. כנראה was given over by the husband. לא נראה לי, פיניס דייתי, שזה מה שהר"ן אומר. הר"ן אומר לא ענן צהדי. Not that we're the Edom. העדי חסימה הם העדים. The עדי חסימה are telling us a story that has a continuity. The moment that the Baal wrote the get to give it to his wife, and now it's in the hands of his wife, כנראה the Baal gave it to his wife. We don't need that the Baal gave it to his wife in front of Edim. זה האומדנה של תוספות. זה לא צריכים. הבעל נתן את זה לאישה בינו לבינה. But we know it was done. אנחנו רק צריכים הוכחה שהייתה מסירה. העדי חסימה הם ההוכחה שהייתה מסירה. Once the get was written with the right intent, and it's now in the hands of the woman, so then it was to be given by the Baal. וכי פסקינן הלכה קרב אלעזר בגיטין, ומשמה אבל לא בשטרות, לבנו לומר דעדי חסימה קונים בשטרות. לא היא, בין בשטרות בין בגיטין, אין קורסים ולא מסירה. כי נמי קרמינן, הדמר אבל אלעזר, אף בשטרות, בינן שיהיו חוסמות, לסה. משום דה בשטרות בינן שטר קניה, חסום ועדם, כדי שיהיה רואי לעמוד ימים רבים. וכי הווי קאי גבנה, מסירה היא הקורטת, משום שעדם החסום על השטר, הווי קאי דה מסירה. And this is across the board. We never believe, according to Rav Elazar, Eide Chasima qua Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima don't create a shtar. That's Rav Meir Shita. According to Rav Elazar, Eide Chasima. According to Rav Elazar, Eide Chasima don't create the shtar, but they create the background of the shtar. The Mesira is the shtar. Once we know from the Eide Chasima the shtar was written b'das hamischayev, and now it's in the hands of the other party. So the Eide Chasima ke Eide Mesira. That's the beauty of the Ran. Now we have over here Eide Mesira in the form of Eide Chasima. The Eide Chasima are the Eide Mesira. They were taking their testimony, adding it with the fact that the shtar is in the hands of the woman. 1 + 1 = 2. It was written to give to the woman. It's now in the hands of the woman. It was handed over by the husband. Yeah. Of course, yeah. This is only going to be if it's in the hands of the woman. Rakashir is a tachat yadam.
Rav Meir would say that
the get, in other words, is a valid get in potential when still in the hands of the man. When it's in the hands of the woman, then simply the potential was actualized, but the Eidim that create the get are the Eide Chasima. You don't need Eid in the Sira according to Rav Meir. V'chasav l'sefer krisus means v'chasav. If it's not in the hands of the woman, there's nothing to talk about in terms of her being the gureshet, because the husband can always claim, I never gave it to her. But according to Rav Elazar, that which creates the shtar is the mesira, and we know there was a mesira because the Eide Chasima are k'Eide mesira. They're the hochacha that there wasn't a mesira.
If maybe a raisa, Rav Elazar requires Eide mesira because of gzeiras hakasa, then how can we say it's mitzad svara? And then the Ran says it's Masad Svara, so then it must be that the same Svara holds. If the Eide Chasima, if it transferred through Eide Chasima, there was a cause of that.
Because over here, this is the Tikkun HaOlam. Namely, without the Tikkun HaOlam, we would say, just a minute. In other words, there's a fallacy over here. It could be that the husband wrote it to give it to the wife, and that the Eidim signed on, and then he dropped it on the floor. And the woman picked it up from the floor, and that's why it's in her hands. Anyway, there's another scenario, there's another option that we could say. But since that option is so lo matsui, it's so lo shchiyah, because the husband wrote it to give it to his wife, and it's in the hands of his wife, and he claims I gave it to his wife, and she claims, even without the tanuv, okay? The fact that it's in her hands, this is the tikkun olam. The tikkun olam is that we are going to add 1 and 1 = 2, even though 1 and 1 can = 0, theoretically. But the Tikkun Olam was that we're going to view the Eide Chasima as Eide Mesira. Because Midorais, you need Eide Mesira, and Eide Mesira means a hochacha, that there was a Mesira. Here we have a hochacha. Here we have a hochacha. What's Eidus? Eidus is a hochacha. Here we have a hochacha. We have a proof. It may not be a watertight proof, right? But that's the Tikkun Olam. We don't need a watertight proof. Without the Tikkun HaOlam, we would have needed a watertight proof. But that would have left the woman many times as a Naguna. So Mishum Iguna Ikiwube, we have a Tikkun HaOlam. But the Tikkun HaOlam doesn't change the basic axioms. It just gives a bit of wiggle room. That we don't need a watertight proof, Eide Mesira. We need a Hochacha. Call it a Nan Sahadeh. Call it a 99% Eidus. Call it a 1 + 1 = 2. We have over here a... More than Tosis' Umdana. Right? Tosis' Umdana is that Eide Mesira were present. We know what they're saying. No, there were no, they're not necessarily any Eide Mesira present. That's going too far. But that there was a Mesira, that 99.9% there was a Mesira.
So the Tikkun HaOlam is switching, when Rabbi Elazar says Eide Mesira, it's saying Lav Dafka, it's just saying that Rabbi Elazar is saying we need proof?
You need You need Eidei Mesira, but it's enough that the Eid, you know, you could have the Eidei Mesira via Hochacha, via circumstantial evidence. In other words, we have over here a certain omed. It's a circumstantial evidence. It's a smoking gun. A smoking gun generally is not enough in the world of nefashos and in the world of issues. It is enough in the world of mamonos. That's the famous Rambam. You know, it's that the dayanim have the right to be somech on the smoking guns in the world of mamonos, not in the world of nefashos or in the world of issues. However, to kenolam, yes.
It's not the svara that it's the whole issue that saying mi'ikara, having Eidei Mesira, is misvara, the best raya.
Let me bring a raya to the Ran, okay? Because the Ran really has a very, very powerful raya. Leaving aside Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is going out on a limb. According to Rav Meir, a woman is holding on to a get is migureshet because of Eidei Chasima Karte. Eidei Chasima creates the shtar. She's now holding on to it, she's migureshet. You don't need Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira, right? What happened to Rabbeinu Tam's He'ara? It's a Davar Sheba Erva. Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. We need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. We need Eidim that see the Mesira, right? The same way we need Eidim that see the Kedushin, we need Eidim that see the Mesira Saget. That's a din of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. Forget about what created the Get. We need the Eidim to create the Gerushin. What creates the Gerushin according to Rav Meir? So Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, according to Rav Meir, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, that you need Eidei Mesira to create the Gerushin. But that, the Rif doesn't agree to. The Rif says the moment there are Eidei Chasima, there's no need for Eidei Mesira. But what happened to the world of Davar Sheba Erva and Davar Sheba Pachas Mishnayim? What must we say according to Rav Meir?
Same thing.
In other words, basically, what all the Ran did was take Rav Meir and apply him to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, the Eidei Chasima create the shtar. But what creates the Gerushin? The Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima also create the Gerushin. The moment that we have Eidei Chasima and the get is in the hands of the woman, so we know she's Mugureshet. Again, you want to call it a non sahada.
That's where you have Midiraisa from Rav Meir.
The same, we're talking about Rav Meir Midiraisa.
But you can't apply that to Rav Elazar because Rav Elazar isn't. It's not the Derabanan of. It's not the Derabanan of Ein Davar Erva Pachas Mishnah.
Why is Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnah the Derabanan?
It's not, but it's a Svara. It's Ein Davar Erva. It's a dangerous thing. Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnah. So you can set it as a Derabanan level, but it's still a Svara.
No, it's not
a
Svara.
According to Rav Elazar, it's a Gzeiras HaKosev.
Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnah is Gzeiras HaKosev. Davar. We learned it out from Mamam that you need Shnayim, and Chazal understood that the Shnayim is not Eidei Birur, it's Eidei Kiyum. That even if the husband and the wife both agree that he gave her a ring, without Eidei Kiyum, she's not Mekudeshet. So also, you also need Eidei Kiyum for the Eidei, you also need Eidei Kiyum for Gerushin. We need Eidim that this woman received her get. Where do we have, according to Rav Meir, Eidim that the woman received her get? Kaner Ed, the fact that we have Eidei Chasima, these Hein Eidei Mesira. So all the Ran did was take that which is sort of hiding under the rug in Rav Meir and apply it to Rav Elazar. The Svara exists. Rav Moshe has such a tshuva. What happens if you're at a wedding and you're the Eidim. You're the Eidim, and there is a very, very, very violent photographer and video man and video holder, v'chulei. And they take the two of you, the two Eidim, put them behind you. In other words, they want to take the picture of the ring, and at the moment of handing over the ring, you're trying to look over their shoulder, you hear everyone under there say Mekudeshet, the parents, the Rav, the Chazan, they all say Mekudeshet, they're all possibly Eidus, right?
Yediyah.
What? So Rav Moshe says, Barra, this woman is Mekudeshet, and you're the Eidah, because we have an Anan Sahadeh. You saw the husband holding the ring. You hear everyone say Mekudeshet, Mekudeshet. When the video man moves away, you see the ring on the finger of the woman. Even though you didn't see it handed over, you're Meir. Maybe the husband dropped it on the floor and she picked it up. Maybe the Rav transferred it from one to the other. Maybe the mother of the Kala transferred it. You can't tell. I was once beside a Kedushin, and I gave the mother of the Kala the coast to give to the Kala, and she drank the whole coast. The mother of the Kala drank the whole coast. There was nothing left to give to the Kala. It was amazing. It wasn't even her first daughter who got married. She was just so mitrageshet. Just, you know, everyone's just standing there. Okay. But, you know, it's so, you know, you can never know exactly what's going to happen, because of what's supposed to happen. But we say, hein, it's there is an anan sa'aday. Every anan sa'aday is only 99.9%, but that's considered to be edus. And it has a lot of nafkaminas. But the Rav Moshe deals specifically with this case, that the Ede Kedushin don't see the Kedushin, but they hear the words Mekudeshet. And they can be so that's the Svar of Meir. What the Ran did, the Chiddush of the Ran was applied to Rav Elazar. That's his Chiddush. He took that which we know according to Rav Meir, except according to Rav Enotam, and applied it to Rav Elazar. Yeah? What makes the shtar a shtar is the mesira. The mesira. The handing over of the shtar. We have to know there was a mesira. Generally, we know there's a mesira when Ede mesira come. However, that can cause problems when the Ede mesira die. How is this woman ever going to prove that there was a mesira? So we have a tikkun ha'olam that the Ede chasima will serve as Ede mesira via this anan sahadei, via this umdana. They saw the shtar written to be handed over, currently to the hands of the woman. 99.9% it was given by the husband to the woman. That's edus. That's enough to have edus. That's a tikkun olam. Yes?
What does the Ran do with the ksivas again? I mean, like the Rashba talks about how the edim, the ksivas, the chlal, the ksiva, and the ksivas are mashma when you get via the ksiva, but the Ran seems to say the ksiva doesn't matter either.
No. The chas v'shalom, no. According to Rav Elazar, the ksiva matters. But the ksiva, as we pointed out, is the first step. It has to be written b'das ha-mischayev and then handed over. That combination of the writing and the handing over. And the
ksiva itself isn't mashal to get at all. The ksiva is just a hechsher.
The ksiva is that which the Torah speaks about, that the get has to be written. That the get has to be written l'shem ha'isha. That at the time of the ksiva, all the dima of the get have to apply. Because that's what's the main thing. You don't need Alpi Ido Reis, according to Rav Elazar, you don't need Ede Chasima. We don't need Ede Chasima. We need Edim, but not Ede Chasima. So we were saying that all the dinim of the get apply to the ksiva, and then the edus is on the mesira. That combination, v'kasa v'nosan. Okay. The Ravid and the Ramban don't take this approach. Don't take this approach. What do they say? They say something which I guess you'll call pshat in the rift, but it's a certain leap of faith. That they say that according to Lefi HaRif, Lefi HaRavid V'HaRamban, Rav Elazar mistader o be'edei chasima, o be'edei mesira. Mi'ikar hadin, mi'daraisa, o. We have two options according to Rav Elazar. How did they know this? Because the Rif brings proofs that according to Rav Elazar, you can do just with Ede Chasima. So Ede Chasima must be good qua Ede Chasima. In other words, exactly what the Ran disagrees with. I mean, he wasn't disagreeing with the Eir, he was disagreeing with the Ramban and the Ravid. Where did they get this from? And then we'll see how they understand it. But where did they get this from? So look in the Ravid, and Hasagas HaRavid, in the first paragraph, the second paragraph of the Hasagas HaRavid, namely it's the first paragraph on page 92, on page Mevav Mebeis, beginning with the words, because of HaRavzal, Binyan Hoda Amar Rav, Ksav Yodo, he doesn't like the Rayos of the Rif, the Rif brings some three Rayos, he only likes one out of the three, but then he says, I'm reading now, this is five lines from the end of that paragraph, Umihu L'Rav Elazar, Bo'i Ede Mesira Vi Ede Chasima. The Ede Chasima over here means either or. Bo'i Ede Mesira or Ede Chasima. Mi Dichsiv. From the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Uchsov B'Sefer V'Chasom V'Ha'ed Edim. Uchsov B'Sefer V'Chasom, those are Ede Chasima. V'Ha'ed Edim, those are Ede Mesira. Namely, that the Ravid says that the Rav Elazar was medayik in the language of the pasuk, that we have these two options. When the Torah spoke about v'kasav v'nasan, it spoke about edei mesira. Comes on Yirmiyahu and speaks about not only edei mesira, but also edei chasima. Uksov v'sefer v'chasom. That gives it its lasting value. V'ha'ed edim, we didn't take away our first track. The Iker track is Eidim Mesira, but we have a parallel track according to Rav Elazar of Eidim Mesira. Namely, according to Rav Meir, we only have Eidim Chasima, and according to Rav Elazar, we have two parallel tracks. That's the way you would have read the Rif Kipshuto. The Ran says that's impossible. Rabbi Ephraim says that's impossible. If Rav Elazar says Eidim Mesira Bekarte, how can you have a track of Eidim Chasima? So the Ravid says, A, we have Gemaras that imply that, and B, we have a Pasuk. The Ramban doesn't hold from that Pasuk. The Ramban says the same thing twice. Once in the Milchamos against Rabbeinu Ephraim, and once in the Sefer Haschus against the Ravid. So we can read it twice, if you want. In the Milchamos is just on page Memvav. Again, in the classic edition, it's about seven lines from the end of the paragraph. It begins with the word umistabra. Umistabra name mi de amrinon halacha k'Rav Elazar begitin avalo bishtaros. The fact is that Rav Elazar agrees that one has a concept of shtaros and a concept of gitin. We paskin like Rav Elazar in the world of Gittin. What does Rav Elazar do with the world of Shtaros? Shma mina eide chasima karte bein begitin bein bishtaros. Rav Elazar has to have an alternate track. He has to be able to explain what goes on in the world of Shtaros. So in Gittin and Shtaros we have these two tracks. Ela she'ein eide mesira kartin bishtaros. However, Rav Elazar is overridden that in the world of Shtaros, we can't use both tracks. We can't use a track of Eide Mesira. Why can't we use a track of Eide Mesira? Mishum debiginam leman yamdu yamim rabim. Inami delogavim imishubadim. Deles lekala. Because we'd have technical problems. How are we going to keep these Eidim around to keep a proof of what went on? And if there's only Eide Mesira, there's no kol. How are you going to have shibudim? So therefore, according to Rav Elazar, in get the two tracks remain. When we get over to Shar Shtaros, there ain halacha k'Rav Elazar. There we only have Eide Chasima. Aval isak adaitach de ain Eide Chasima klum begitin hech huchshiru b'shtaros v'hakan v'kan sefer k'siv. A get is called the sefer krisus. A shtar in Sefer Yirmiyahu is called the sefer. And so if the Shtar is created with Eide Chasima. That's a favorite Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. How could the get not be created with Eide Chasima? V'chule. That's basically El Shema Mina, where Rav Elazar Eide Chasima Karate Kediv Rebbeinu HaGadol. Namely, according to Ramban, this isn't a Pasuk of Ketov V'Sefer V'Chasom V'Ha'Eide Dim, that we have these two options in the same Pasuk. This is a Svara. Rav Elazar agreed that we have a concept of shtaros midoraisa. Yirmiyahu didn't create shtaros. Yirmiyahu was assuming that we have shtaros midoraisa. And Yirmiyahu said that these shtaros midoraisa work with Eide Chasima as well. Not only as well, but we paskin that they work only with Eide Chasima. Rav Elazar can't disagree with the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So what Rav Elazar said was that in get and in shtaros, I think, says Rav Elazar, we have two options. Chasima and Mesira. Even if you're going to disagree with me in the world of Shtaros, because of Pram of Shibudim, because of the issue of Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, at least agree with me in the world of Gittin, that we have these two options, and that's what is the Maskana. Okay? So the Ramban and the Ran both understand that we have these two options, these two tracks, and these two tracks exist side by side, that really Rav Elazar holds Eide Mesira Karate and Eide Chasima Karate. And the in the world of Gittin, the Tikkun HaOlam is telling the husband, don't choose the track of Eide Mesira. Even though that's an ideal track, it's a wonderful track. Choose the track of Eide Chasima. And when you choose the track of Eide Chasima, there's no need for Eide Mesira. There's only a need for Eide Chasima. In other words, that Rav Meir agrees with Rav Meir, Rav Elazar with Rav Meir, you can create a shtar via Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima creates a shtar, and the moment it's in the hands of the woman, she's Megureshet, there's no need for any kiyum on the There's no need for any edus on the Mesira. Okay? The problem is, okay, so this is the track. It's strange. It's unusual. Rabbeinu Ephraim said, the Gemara should have said, af edim Mesira karate. Okay, have a kasha. But the Ramban and the Rebbe both thought there were enough proofs to this theory that it pays to put it on the table and put this as pshat in the Riv. The question is, why didn't the Ramban and the Raivid take the approach of the Ran? I know it's not a fair question to ask, because you could say it was an epiphany of the Ran, but the Ran's epiphany, as Nesanel was Moda, is an extension of Rav Meir. And the Ran and the Raivid and the Ramban knew Rav Meir. They knew that there is a concept of Eide Chasima serving as Eide Mesira. That's what creates the get, according to Rav Meir. So why didn't they simply say that within Rav Elazar? Namely, why, in other words, once we already have this option, why not use it? We have it in Rav Meir. So here, I'm quoting from the notes of Rav Schechter, from the shurim that Rav Soloveitchik gave, that the Rav wanted to distinguish between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. That the Rav Meir holds that Eide Chasima create a shtar. Once Eide Chasima create a shtar, namely we have Eidim. Once we already have Eidim, they can also serve as Eide Kiyum. Namely, once we already have a basis, an anchor in reality, that Eide Chasima create a shtar, these Eide Chasima can serve as Eide Mesira as well. They can be the one and one equals two. They can tell us that there was an anansahade, that there was a Mesira. However, according to Rav Elazar, if you want to take the approach of the Ran, that the Eide Chasima don't create a shtar, only Eide Mesira create a shtar, then you don't get off the ground. We don't get off the ground. We don't have over here Eide Mesira. We only have Eide Chasima. They don't start off. This is basically, the Sanel's question in a little more conceptual manner. They don't start off as be creating a shtar. How then can they be ke'ede misira? Ke'ilu they create a shtar, and then ke'ilu they serve as davar shaverva. Everything is ke'ilu. The whole world is one big world of ke'ilu. According to Rav Meir, we have Eidim. We have Eide Chasima who create a shtar. What the ke'ilu is, that they're going to say that ein davar shaverva pachas mishnayim. We have ke'ilu shnayim. However, if you don't start off, we have no Eidim who create a shtar. How in the world are you going to have Eidim to serve as davar shaverva? Namely, so according to the Ran and the Raivid, you have to have Eidim that create a shtar. You have to say that according to Rav Elazar, Eide Chasima Karate is a track just like Rav Meir. That Eide Chasima create a shtar. Once they create the shtar, then we could have the Ki'ilu, Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. Then we have the Ki'ilu. But if you don't create the shtar in the first place, it doesn't get off the ground. Then there's a certain leap of faith which is made by the Ran. It's true that Rav Meir says that we have a ki'ilu eidim, but we're talking about ki'ilu eidim who are already real eidim. They're already real eidim, then they continue to be ki'ilu eidim. According to Rav Elazar, we have to start off with real eidim, and that is what the Ramban and the Raivid say, that there's this track of Eide Chasima Karate, even according to Rav Elazar. So we have over here then these two approaches of how to learn the Ran. If you want the more classic approach of the Raivid and the Ramban, how to understand the Rif. The classic approach of the Raivid and the Ramban, take the Rif literally, that you have these two options, either Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira, and these two options are based on the fact that these are two equal methods of creating a shtar. We create a shtar with the Chasima, or we create a shtar with the Mesira, and the same way we create a shtar, that's how we're going to create the Gerushin. You just choose your weapon, and you use either way, and in the Gemara, they said that the moment we move over to Shar Shtaros, you have one option, only the option of Eide Chasima, Leman Yamdu Yavam Rabim, and in order to have a Shibudim, comes from Rav Elazar and said, Mivnei Tikkun Olam, in the world of Get, you should also use Eide Chasima. Even though we have this track of Eide Mesira in the world of Gerushin, and we paskin like that track, but Mnei Tikkun Olam, it's the same way that in Shar Shtaros we use the track of Eide Chasima, so also in the world of Get, we should use the track of Eide Chasima. The Ran says nothing doing. Rav Elazar needs Eidei Mesira, you can have real Eidei Mesira or virtual Eidei Mesira. The concept of Tikkun HaOlam is having virtual Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chesima serve as the Eidei, as the Eidei Chesima serve as the Eidei Mesira. And this is what the Rif means, and the whole din of Eidei Chesima Karte was only said by Rav Meir, not by Rav Elazar. Yes?
At the end of the Rav, when it says Elechatkilu, you should have Eidei Mesira, that means, in addition to the Eidei Chesima.
Hmm?
The Rif says the Iker is, even after Tikkun Olam, you know, the Iker is
the ideal is to have both. The ideal is to have Eidei Mesira because the Pasuk is speaking about, the Kosovo is speaking. In other words, we have an ideal from the Pasuk and then we have a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So the Pasuk in the Torah deals with Eidei Mesira. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu brings in Eidei Kesiva. So it would be wonderful to bring in the Eidei Mesira, namely that we would have the Eidei Mesira, but in the Tikkun HaOlam, we can use the track which is brought down in Sefer Yirmiyahu, but it's Doraisa. It's very, very strange. Normally, we don't have a world of Lechatzchila and Bidiyeved when we're dealing with Matirin. Lechatzchila and Bidiyeved in the world of Mitzvos. And in the world of Mitzvos, Lechatzchila, I should have an Esrog Mehudar, Bidiyeved, I can deal with an Esrog Kosher. Lechatzchila, I should eat a kezayis of matzah according to all the shitos. B'di'evan am yotzei if it's the size of the palm of my hand, like with Chaim Volozhin's kezayis. V'chul. In other words, we have lechatzchila and b'di'evan in the world of mitzvos. However, generally in the world of matirim, there's no lechatzchila and b'di'evan. If something is a matir, it's a matir, right? If a woman falls into the mikveh, so she's tahora, whether she intended to be tovelet or didn't intend to be tovelet. That in other words, to say that, you know, there's certain lechatzchila, that she'd have kavanas, v'chulei, that's not in the world of matirim. Get is a matir. So lechore, if we have these two options, what does the Rif mean by lechatzchila? It's difficult. I agree with you, it's difficult. Where do you get a lechatzchila? If we have two options, so we use the other option. The woman is the same megureshet. She's megureshet. In the world of mitzvahs, you have lechatzchila. Not in the world of matirim. I know that the Rambam calls get a mitzvah, but that's not the type of mitzvah that we're talking about in terms of a chovas gavra, where there would be a din of a lechatchila. Lechatchila, this is a general question. We have it also in the world of shkita, that lechatchila you should shech two whole simanim, and b'di'evad, it's enough you shech rov. I mean, what's a lechatchila over here? It's a matir. It's matir ba'achila. It's, you know, there are this issue does come up in a number of places, and Rav Shechter always quotes the Tosfos in Nida, Staf Samach something or other, maybe it's fine, that there is a concept of a Chatzchila even by Matir. And Daf Samach Vavam at Beis. Tosfos over there implies that even in the world of a Matir, there's a concept of a Chatzchila. Okay, so there is such a Tosfos. So that's the Rif over here is saying, even in the world of Matirim, it would be kedai to use the track of Vekosav as opposed to the track of Vechosam. But you're right, it's strange. Yes?
Does the Rif just say the reason why it's a few people in case of a failsafe, in case one of them goes wrong, like you shouldn't have nations because you personify Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are possible? So at least in the Raisa, it's caution.
Yeah. The problem is that in that respect, you know, there's never a fail-safe. That's the question also of the Gemara speaks about the Kohen Gadol should have, you know, a fail-safe, a second wife. You know, it's in the wings in case his first wife is Nifteret on Yom Kippur, and then there won't be a kapara for Beis Yivachul. So the Gemara asks, and what about the second wife?
Okay.
Okay, just say that.
You're shifting
Marva
the same thing over and over
again. Just say there. Listen to the Rambam and tell me. The Rambam certainly is not like Chachmei HaTzofatim. He's not Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rambam is the tradition of Chachmei Sfarad, the Rif, Ravid, Ramban, Ran. He's in that Tzmuna. In other words, that the Tikkun HaOlam is going to be dealing with Eidei Chesima only. But tell me whether you think his language implies the Ramban and the Raivid, or does his language imply the Ran, or is he a whole new Shita? Perak Aleph al Chatetzayim. Chosmu bo shnayim. Ve'avar ve'nosnala beino lebeino. O shenimtzu edim esira psulin. Hareze kosher. Hoil ve'edim shebok sherin. Ve'hare haget yotze mitachas yodeha. Ve'yesha horim en ha'gaonim shehu pasul. I would say so as well. In other words, the moment that he says, "V'hayirei haget yotzei mitachas yodeha," according to the Ramban and the right, certainly you need that, but that's not what turns it into a get. What turns it into the get is sha'edim shebok sherim, and ha'edim shebok sherim. We have a track of edei chasima karate. The fact that he says "V'ha'edim shebok sherim v'hayirei haget yotzei mitachas yodeha," that he adds in those words, would seem to imply that those words are crucial. According to the Ran, they're crucial. They're not crucial according to the Ramban and the Raivid, that Eide Chasima Karate. Okay, so even though we said that the Ran is, you know, this tremendous machadish, he had this epiphany, and he's expanding Rav Meir, v'chule, yitachem, that the Rambam already preceded the Ran with this understanding. Putting it into the Rif, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. But the fact that we have such an understanding that when we have a combination of Eide Get and Harehi Tachas Yadeha, that works, that we already find in the Rambam. Okay, so that's what we have over here. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I didn't do, and because pastors, I'm lazy, is to go through the Rayos of the different sides. And Sosus has three Rayos, the Ramban, the Rif has three Rayos, and basically most of the literature of the Sefer HaSchus and the Milchamos and the Raivid are, you know, exactly dealing with these rites. But since the Ran doesn't get overly involved in it, he gets involved, but not overly involved. So the rites can go this way or that way. Right, Tosfos go into the Gemara this way. You know, every Gemara is not the Dafka. Some Gemaras are smoother according to Tosfos, some Gemaras are smoother according to the Rif. But, you know, what I try to do is simply to build the infrastructure of the Rif in two manners, and the infrastructure of Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Ephraim, which sort of speaks for itself. Yes?
Is there an affinity between the Ran and the Raivid and Ramban, Chita, if the Chasim is Mazir Chitoko, meaning, and there's also Eidim Asira?
I don't have any nafkamina in halacha. Nafkamina is just understanding, to understand what's going on over here. Because all the gemaras can be going this way or that way. That's
that,
you know, yeah, but the din of Mizrahi is a gemara.
No, but was it possible to erase or possible to rabban?
In other words, the din of Mizrahi Mitocho can be earned either way.
Right.
But in other words, maybe that would be enough. Maybe. But we don't find as the Rashbo asked himself, we don't find Mizuyef Mitocho as a psul d'oraisa. Okay, what I'd like you to do for next week, for next Sunday, is we have Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have other matters that are very, very pressing in terms of our existence, that we'll have to spend some time on in terms of Rosh Hashanah and Yasra Simei Tshuva. So we have a relatively easy sugya. So if you could learn the Gemara from Tanan Rav Gamliel Omer through Dalet Amud Beis till 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud, until it says L'Rava Necha L'Rabba Kasha. That's the Hegmonia L'Hegmonia appears to be like Rava, not like Rabba. Up to that point, leave it as a Kasha. L'Rava Necha L'Rabba Kasha. Then the Gemara is going to switch horses at that point. And in terms of what we're going to deal with, we're basically going to deal with the defining Medina Sayam, according to the various Shitos that we have over here. And so the only Tosos that we're going to stress, I mean, we'll learn the Tosos, but stress the Tosos on Dalet Amud Beis Kevan, Kevan Ika Olche Regolim Mishkach Shlichei. The other Tosos, again, we'll see, but in other words, that's the Tosos that you should stress. And then go back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and now learn the Mishnah, and Rashi on the Mishnah, after having seen the Gemara, and Tosfos on the Mishnah, after having seen the Gemara, from the beginning, what's Medina Sayam, Rekem, Kfargud and Malud, and the Tosfos of Ashkelon Kedorim. So we're going to go in the order of first seeing the Gemara, then we're seeing the Shitos of Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, and the Tosfos on those Shitos, the Gemara and the first three Tosfos, and then we'll get into the Deya of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one who gives these objective boundaries, and the question is, objective boundaries of what? So within Rav Yehuda, I don't know how much we're going to get to this next week, I'll ask you that when I get to the point that you prepared, I mean, I assume you're preparing means Tzom Gedalia and Sunday morning, so when I get to the point that I get to where you're prepared, just tell me up to there and I'll stop. But if we get into Rav Yehuda, so we'll see Tosfos on Rav Yehuda. The Rambam is in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halachos Hei through Tet. That's where he quotes Rav Yehuda in Hilchos Trumos. And then the third sheet that we'll see is the Ramban in the Chidushim Al Atar. Chidushi HaRamban on the Mishnah. There are three or four Kitaim, learn them all. And that will be our basis, in other words, of understanding Rav Yehuda. And the most difficult chita will be that of the Rambam, and Rav Bednarsh gave a chabura, and so with his rishus, I'll say over his chiddush. But before he had his chiddush, the issues with the Rambam that everyone is aware of. He had a very, very fine derech of learning the Rambam. If you want to see literature on this topic, and it's not on Daf Dalet. Daf Dalet is pshat. You have to learn pshat in the sugya. Of what are the criteria of Rav Gamliel, the criteria of Rav Elazar, the criteria of the Chachamim, Rashi, Tosfos. That's basically, and who I did the Tosfos over here. In terms of the Lumdus, so there is an article that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal wrote that was published. Published in a Beis Yitzchak. I'm sure I remember what year it was, but it was republished. And I think of where it was republished. Where were the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik things republished? Maybe it was. I think that the Beis Yitzchak in a later edition they republished various articles that they had of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and put them all together into a more recent Beis Yitzchak of 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So he has simply the terminology is terminology that you find already in Reb Chaim. There's a concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the question is, what do those terms mean? What's included in the Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? And so we'll get into that. I don't know if we'll get into it before Sukkos or only after Sukkos. Seder? Okay. I want to wish everyone a Siva Tova, Shana Tova Tikasevu, and I want to ask Mechila if I said or did anything that may have insulted or hurt someone, and we shall only, Yitz Hashem, have a ksiva tova for Klal Yisrael, and Baruch Hu should bring Shalom al Yisrael.